right. After evaluating the film, great job our team coming out with a victory in the game. You know, every time you play a rivalry game and an SEC game, those are big games and very important to come out on top in those things. You know, as we look at all the different phases of the game, really, you know, challenged our team to start quickly with immediacy, and we did that. Got a great return, got a great three and out, scored on offense, the first drive, got up, did a great job, have good intensity in the game, we did. And I think play with, and then have great intelligence and consistency in the game. And that's where at times, more on offense than defense, that we didn't play with enough consistency at times with a silly penalty here and there, a mistake with the ball, had some opportunities in all three phases that we could have done a little better, but we're still progressing. I still like the way we're progressing. I just hope we can try to keep going a little faster and learn when you get someone down, not to give them hope again. Try to stay on top of them to where you can relentlessly stay on top, and we did that at times. But then it was very critical in the game. We lost momentum in the game a couple times. But our defense did a tremendous job, I thought, of coming in after turnovers, sudden change, immediately getting three and outs. And the defense had 7 3 and outs in the game, did a great job. They gave up a couple drives when it was 17-0 and 24-10, but at the end of the game, didn't come back and did a tremendous job of getting a turnover in 2 minutes to be able to preserve the victory and did a great job. Played the run very well, real big-time run efficiency in what we did, got off the field on third down really well, did a great job in that area. Offensively, again, started well and had probably 8 or 10 runs that were 6-8 yard runs that were just inches from coming to be big, big plays. I'm talking about when you look at the film, I mean really close in some areas, and you just got to keep finding those inches. Like I say, we're always fighting for those inches, but proud of our offense and that we continually move the football. You know, we did a great job in 2 minutes before the half going down and getting a situation to where we could have a chance for a field goal. Unfortunately, we missed it. But then in the third quarter, they did a great job in the third quarter, kept us bottled up. But then in the fourth quarter, we come back and had two really good drives, come down and one missed a field goal, another one scored a touchdown. And hopefully we missed a block on one play. We could have got the ball. I wish we could have ran it out in the last 4 minutes and not give it back to them. We got one first down. We needed two. And we got to do a better job in that, and we'll keep growing in that area. Special teams, it was great to get start off and kickoff return. You say, Jayshon, that was a huge return to start the game off 100 yards. You see his talent and what we've been talking about, and the blocks came together. Some really nice blocks in that play, and some guys that got tripped up and did some second efforts. I mean, Riley Garner got tripped on a play, and then 12 ended up taking both his guys out, and then that guy got up, and Riley jumped up, set a wall, got off the ground, and shielded that guy. Larry Pryor on a double team, they banged it, and then it came off, and the guy was coming off, and he hustled back and got in between that guy, and that was a seam that Jayshon hit. I mean, not only good blocks all the way around the board, but just extra, I mean, efforts that you love to see when you're watching the film. You know, it's not extra efforts, it's just things that you need to do, and proud of how hard they played, the way they competed in the game, the things in that way. Now, we got to clean up the kicks. I mean, Seth hit one, he missed two, just fundamentals. Got to get back to fundamentals. He's a really good kicker, and he hit the ball very well. It sounded was just, he just pushed it just a hair, hooked one on what he did, but he's going to be a really good player in that regard. I thought our punter, Braden, was outstanding again. The last punt, he tried to say, he's trying not to kick it out. I said, that's all right. You can kick it on back there. And kicked it just a hair short. That was the one that was just a hair. But, I mean, he got unlucky on one. One of them balls he hit on the 9 yard line about that far in and happened to roll in. We could have had another one down inside the one. And he's doing a really nice job in that regard. Punt returns, their punter hit. We would like to get some more punt returns, but he had a couple punts, 4.6, 4.7 hang, and got him up there, and it's just hard to return when a guy gets it like that. We got to do a better job at the line of scrimmage, Joe. We still turned a couple guys. We got to block better on the gunner and give him a little more room to catch the ball on a couple of things there. But overall, and the special teams, I like our progress, our guys' attitude in that way, and our kickers and punters are doing a good job. You know, and snappers, Fry, I mean, also Fry, to you, you always say you don't ever mention a snapper till you have a bad one. And, you know, he just constantly just puts balls where they need to be. One of them was just a hair off. But that guy's money now. He does a great job. So we're continuing to grow in that. So overall, you know, it was a good game. It was a win. We got to progress in some areas, like I say, and learn to get ahead and play from ahead. Learn to play, you know, when you're ahead and you have control of the game. Learn to, as I say, take the hope of the other team away. Just keep that constant pressure and execution where you're pressuring them that they know if they don't execute, something can happen. That's how you make people make mistakes. And we got to get better at that and what we got to do. That's part of our growing and the things we are. But, you know, overall, it was great to play in Dallas. That's a great venue to be able to go up there and have a rivalry game in that stadium. And what goes on, there's not a better place in the world to play. And it's great for our fans up there, the recruits up there, everything in that area. Dallas is such an important area to us. And, you know, it's not too far away that everybody can go up there and see. And happy to go up there and hopefully keep that thing going and where we're trying to go. So we got to get ready for a Kentucky team this week who is playing extremely well. I mean, they can run the football, Snell, the running back. I've never seen a guy that can take 1 yard run, look like a 1 yard run, and all of a sudden it's 8. Their offensive line does a great job inside blocking. He finds holes, wiggles, and all of a sudden, boom, he's out of there for a big play. I mean, just constantly just competing and how he makes yards and what he does. The quarterback's very dynamic and explosive. You have to keep leverage on him. He can run. You think you get caught up in that run game, then they throw the deep ball over your head. In the passing game, they do what they have to. They understand what their team is and what they're doing defensively. Play outstanding defense. 41 is just one heck of a player. I mean, he's athletic. Allen, just he can run. He can play the pass, run, and drop. There's nothing he can't do. 31, the other end, does a great job. And they have a ton. When you research this team, there's a ton of fourth and fifth-year players on this team. The guys have been in a lot of games, been in a lot of battles, know how to play, know their assignments, don't make mistakes, play to each other, the defense, the offense. The inside backer, 34, is athletic as heck, can run. 56 is physical, tackles downhill. 25 comes down in the box. The two corners can cover like crazy, 6 and 8. 7 is a great nickel and safety in that regard. So, I mean, they're sound all the way across. They don't beat themselves. They take care of the ball. They run it. They play to each other, the offense and defense. They kick the ball well. And Mark's doing a heck of a lesson. I know Mark was my defense coordinator at Florida State. He is one heck of a football coach, comes from a great family of football coaches and knows how to win, knows how to play. And does a great job with that team. He's built a heck of a team. And you got a very experienced team. When you're in fourth and fifth year, even like redshirt fifth year guys, those guys don't make many mistakes in what they do. So it's going to be a really challenging. And then on top of that, they're playing with a lot of confidence and playing very well. So we'll have our hands full. We need to get better, fix the issues of which we have, is continue to grow as a team, and hopefully play a great game this weekend.
To the right.
Questions?
Gabe?
Hey, Jimbo. A&M lost a truly great player in Christian Kirk off of last year's team. It's hard to replace that guy. You got to replace him by committee or village to replace him. And with Buckley in the slot, with Corbin at kick returner and Paul at punt returner, how do you like the way those guys are doing?
Right now, I mean, I think Paul's catching the ball very well. He made some tough catches the other day. Actually got bumped on one, in there. But he's doing a good job. And that's hard to fight. If you ain't done it, and the way those rules are now, you used to have a little halo rule. You don't have that no more. That's tough catching those punts. He does a good job. Corbin, you see his talent level. I mean, you see this guy's going to grow and he's just going to expand. And we got to get him more on offense, too, because he can catch it. He can run it. I mean, he can do everything. This guy's a really good player. And you say, yeah, Buckley in the slot. Buckley made big plays. I mean, he made some really critical – got a big catch in that second down in the fourth quarter, made some nice plays. Buckley's really playing good football for us at critical times. But that shows you how great a player Christian Kirk was. I mean, it takes a lot of guys. But these guys in their role are definitely doing that, and they're playing good, and they're getting better each week.
Go to the left, Cease, and then to the back, Jake.
Jimbo, you gave us a response afterwards about grabbing the face mask,
mm-hmm.
and there was a lot of response, and some people now think that more of it maybe, or that they mm-hmm. think you should have an apology. Just wondered, looking back, do you regret that, and what it looked
like? Listen, I was trying to get a young man's attention. That's all we were doing. I didn't grab it. I didn't jerk it. And to keep him from trying to make it was an emotional – football's an emotional game. He was caught up in the emotions of the game, and trying to get him shook up. Listen, he and I have a relationship that's second to none. He's my unity council guy. He's a guy that's in my office once or twice a week as I discuss problems with our team, the way we're going to do things. And he understood exactly because I told him, I said, I can't lose you. You're our team leader. You're our team captain. You're our leading tackler. You call all the signals. You do everything. And I was just trying to get his attention. To get his attention, to keep him back in the game and not make a critical mistake and lose him in the game, in a second. I was not trying to berate him. And if you look at the film, when I did it, I pushed him. I tapped him right on the head, and I said, now, we can't have you out of here, buddy. We got to keep you in this game, and we go, and I turned and walked away. And he understood that, and that's exactly what it was and all it was.
To the right, Jake, the very back.
Coach, I know you have that history with Coach Stoops, but are you surprised at all maybe by how good Kentucky has become this year?
No.
15 teams?
I know what kind of coach. I know Eddie Grant's on his staff. There's a guy named Dean Pease on his staff. The line coach has done an outstanding job. I mean, their whole staff, they've got great coaches. I know them very well. Listen, if you're around Mark, Mark's a winner. He coaches. He plays. That guy lives, eats, and breathes football. He does a great job, and it does not surprise me one bit.
Second row, Ben.
First off, any update on Jamon and where if he'll be available this week?
No, Jamon had surgery on his foot. He broke the outside bone. He'll be out for a little while. I can't. It just depends on how he heals, Ben. It could be 3 or 4 weeks. Could be just all on how the bone heals.
And how big of a test will Benny be for this rush defense? And what do you make of the rush defense so far this year?
Of ours, you mean?
Yes.
I think we're playing the run really well. And that's one of the things in that game I thought we did an excellent job of making that. Of rushing and rush defense, and that's going to start with that. We're going to have to. We're going to get challenged because, like I said before, it's not when there's no yards there, and you look down and say, "Well, we got him." It's second and five. It's second. I've never seen a guy that can wiggle and for a lack of a better term, he reminds me of the way Emmett used to run. I mean, Emmitt had the big plays, and we did all that. But Emmitt made yards on everything he did. You know what I'm saying? I mean, back in the day when you really watched him, you think, well, they got him. At the end of the day, he'd have 25 carries for about 160. Where did that come from? I mean, it's just constantly moving the chains. And he runs, and he's strong, and he's powerful. And all of a sudden, he breaks out. He's a very patient, and he finds space in places there aren't spaces there shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be a huge challenge. And we're playing the run very well. So it's going to be, you know, we're going to have to really tighten it down and tighten those screws to make sure. Because and then all of a sudden, the quarterback's dynamic. So you can't forget that and totally commit there because he's so explosive in how he moves.
Third row, Suzanne.
Hey, Jimbo, there's a really bizarre stat. Trayvon Williams. And he is averaging 173 yards rushing in wins and 31 yards in losses.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about playing from ahead, and I'm assuming that's like, you know, keeping ahead of the mm-hmm. chains, keeping the running game going. Is it more that you all faced two really good teams, or is there a problem, some problems with your consistency?
Well, no. I mean, when you play some of those teams, and we were behind in one of those games, we got behind in both those games, and we had success because both those teams do a great job of trying to stop the run. But, you know, in the Clemson game, we had so much success, we threw it for 430 yards. So, you know, we weren't going to back off of that, and we were having success. Alabama challenges you in so many different ways. And like I said, we ran it with the quarterback in the Alabama game. We still ran for about 170 or 80 yards. And sometimes from a number standpoint, you have to do that to block some people. So, but no, I'm not – do we always – can we run better? Yes. I mean, you can always – like I said there was 7, 8, 9 runs in this game that were, I mean, just an inch, 2 inches, 3 inches from really being big-time plays that you constantly got to fight for and get those inches. But we're always trying to improve the run. But I like the way we're running the ball, and we got to continue to get better at it. But and Travion's got to get his touches, no doubt.
To the front left, Travis, and then Olin.
Coach, you talked a lot about how Kellen Mond has been doing good making the run checks at the line. What have you seen in Dotson and Alaka making some of those checks on defense to help the run?
That's so vital, those guys. I mean, seeing it, getting us in and out of the right calls, the blitzes, the checks, and the form. What you don't realize is formation recognition. I mean, you know, defense, your formation recognition, you know tendencies. Those guys can call out plays a lot of times before they're out there. And that's why Dotson and Alaka, those guys that experience, they're so valuable to us. They're so valuable. I mean, they're like having coordinators on the field. And those guys know it so well and what to call and how to do it. And they're a key to everything that's going on. I mean, our interior guys are playing great. I mean, Matabuke and Mac, and Mac's he playing his tail off. Matabuke, you saw that key. Kingsley is, I mean, the pressure and the things those guys are doing inside. But those guys still set it all up. They make the calls. They get you in the right, you know, make the check, make the whatever. You know, if there's two or three calls on defense, to get you into the right coverage. And it's huge. And they're doing a tremendous job. Tremendous job.
Second row over there, Olin, then Brent.
Yeah, Coach, did Kellen take a step back last week? And
no, I don't think he did. I think the first throw was a poor throw. He just threw the ball behind him, and the second one he tried to press. But he made some plays, but I love the way he played in the fourth quarter. He managed the game, got us down there, and started the way he started off. You just got it. There's times in quarterbacking, you make enough decisions and plays, you're going to have that. And part of growing is saying, okay, you made those plays, how are you responding from it? And he did a great job of responding right back after he made those plays and led us back down to some points. We right, you know, like I say, 2 minutes before half, did an excellent job of responding right there. Did an excellent job in the fourth quarter on two big-time drives taking us down. Even those little bubble throws, those pull and those bubbles, those are like options outside the throw. Then the big play to 14 coming underneath, which is a third or fourth outlet on the play that he got to Buckley that got him down there to score, you know, and still checking. He didn't lose his poise. The thing I love about what he does, even if he makes mistakes, he come over, what happened? Coach, I threw the ball behind him, made a poor throw. The other one, I forced it. I got greedy. I saw it. I should have thrown it away and kicked a field goal. I mean, he can tell you those things. So, I mean, there's parts of growing that we don't always play right. But as a coach, you like how they respond back from it and how they communicate and the look in their eye when it's going. So from that standpoint, that's all part of his growth.
Down front, Brent.
I think last week you told us helmets didn't even need face masks, but wanted to get your reaction to some of your former players, guys like Marcus Spears, saying the coach shouldn't put his hand on players. And
I have no idea. I don't read all that. Listen, that's their opinion, and there's nothing wrong with that. I respect that totally. I mean, within the context of what was happening, there's different scenarios that happened, like I said, and that's what. And I, like I said, explained before, that's the reason doing it. I didn't want him to make it, and he and I have a great relationship, and he and I are tremendous. We talked about it right then. It was wonderful.
Third row, Suzanne.
Another quick question on Mark Stoops. Is he anything like his big brother Bob Stoops coaching football games? It would look like the Bob before he retired, it evolved.
No, I would never with Bob on a game day, but in regard that they're both really good coaches, mm-hmm. I think that, yes, they're both really good coaches, and they love ball and have a lot of passion for it. But that whole family, him and Mike, too, all those brothers, man, they're all good coaches. They come. Their dad was a great coach, great high school coach. So, and there's no doubt they're all off that same linear line, man, and that bloodline, that's for sure. They love it.
The right side, Gabe.
Coach, with Osmond out right now and you lost Chapman a little bit earlier, where are you? What's your confidence level in Hez Jones and who else is battling?
I thought Hez came in and did a great job. He came in, had four nice catches, and had three of them in that two-minute drive before the half. He stepped in, and we feel very confident with Hez. He's practiced well, and so ready for him to step up. And some of those other guys, we know we have to move some guys here and there to help compensate things, but, you know, it'll be good. Yeah, he's learning. He's going to be a heck of a player. That's not love, Jalen Preston. Just as he's learning all of what we're doing and how we're doing, he's going to be a great player.
We'll go Olin, Ben, and then Brent.
I know y'all won a lot of big home games when you're at LSU and obviously at Florida State. My question is, do you really believe that a home field advantage can really influence, or how much can it influence a game as far as winning and losing? And I ask that because it's been a long time around here since A&M's had a big home win.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope it does. I mean, the atmosphere, environment, and I think if you look at – I know one thing. You look at a lot of people's numbers, they play a lot better at home than they do on the road. I mean, and good teams play good everywhere. You have those certain teams that play good everywhere. It doesn't matter. But I definitely do. I think it can be a huge advantage playing here in this fan base and your own environment, your atmosphere and here in town and learning how to do that. And I think the big thing is not – playing home, but you still got to go in that stadium and play well. That's the key. We got to go play well.
Second row, Ben, and then Brent.
Do you have an ideal number of snaps you want your team to run defensively per game? How often they want to field? What's your philosophy?
On defensively?
On defensively, yeah. What's your philosophy?
Five. No. I mean, as few as possible. I don't have an idea. I mean, you try to keep it down, but we do too on offense. You know, there's a time when you got to slow the game down. You got to control the tempo of the game, and you got to not just, you know, going fast is one thing, but you can expose your defense to that too. And there's not an ideal number, but if you can keep that in the 50s and 60s, boy, you're doing a great job.
How tough has that been as you've tried to kind of implement?
Oh, it's always tough because, you know, you want to score points. You want to be aggressive. But at the same time, try to control tempo of the game. And it also depends, man, on the game, how the flow of that game is going. You know what I mean? And sometimes you can't worry about that. You got to go get the points when they're there, and you know, which is most of the time. I mean, it's hard to say, well, I'm slowing it down, not trying to score. You're never not trying to score. Don't ever get me wrong. But, you know, sometimes you got to give them a little break and hopefully get some runs and get those guys. But the good thing, when they get 7-3 and outs, they're usually pretty fresh on the sideline like they were last week.
Brent, you wrap us up. We got Colin Mond coming in just a few minutes.
Colin Gillespie is a pretty hefty, burly dude. So were you surprised when you saw or witnessed that he could hit 22 miles per hour on the field?
No, not one bit. How'd you know he got 22? Where'd that come from? How'd you know he got 22?
21.6. I asked him. Starkle brought it up in the preseason.
Oh, is that right?
Pretty fast.
So. No, he could. I've said that all along. It's one of the reasons I love Gilly. He can run. I mean, you watch him on that, when the ball in his hand and him running, he's learning to be a fullback. He made a really nice block on our short yardage on a third and one. He hit a backer and knocked him up out of there. But, he, you know, he missed a block or two, but he's learning how to play. He's never played over there for a long time. But when that ball's in his hand, his ability to run as a running back and catch the foot and has really good ball, I mean, catches the ball extremely well. He's a talented guy. It was kind of shocked me that I watched him practice, and I'm watching him run, and was wow. I mean, you know what I mean? He caught my eye in practice. I said, that guy can run. I said, I don't mind. And then he started goofing around catching the ball. And I said, that's where I got the idea of putting him on offense, catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a big guy. Teach him how to block. But if you have to hand him the ball, you know, in your split backs or other things to be able to do, he's a guy that can make some not just short runs, long runs. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me a bit after watching him practice. That's what caught my eye last spring.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.